Nestled here in a beautiful garden filled with impatience and roses is the Leon County Extension Center. It's what's called a net zero building, meaning the building's energy consumption averages to zero.
Some days in cool, beautiful weather like we're having this spring, we, through our solar system, are producing excess energy, and that's being fed back into the grid, so to say. And in theory, that can be thought of as like rollover minutes for your cell phone. So we're banking rollover minutes with excess energy that we're creating.
That's Maggie Terrio, the director of the Office of Resource Stewardship in Leon County. The building has been retrofitted with a 60-kilowatt solar electric system and a geothermal heating and cooling system. Terrio says Leon County officials decided to turn the extension office into a net zero building in an effort to set an example of what can be done. But Environment Florida Research Policy Center Director Aliki Moncrief says conserving energy doesn't require a major overhaul. She says homeowners, businesses, and government agencies can make small changes that can really go a long way.
They can make a difference by caulking their windows. They can make a difference by, you know, putting film on old windows. There's lots of really affordable things that people can go to their local hardware store and get supplies and make a difference. Just getting the drafts out of your home makes a huge difference.
And Moncrief says Leon County isn't the only community to start making those changes. For example, the city of Lantana and Palm Beach County has started offering tax assessments for commercial properties that invest in energy efficiency improvements. So instead of having to put money down or take out a loan for a big energy efficiency project, businesses pay off the cost of the improvement when they pay their property taxes over the course of the next few years.
So it's a lot more affordable for them to be able to do that. And then it also transfers to the next property owner. It can increase the property values.
And Representative Michelle Raywinkle-Vasalinda, a Democrat from Tallahassee, says a provision in the comprehensive energy bill passed by the legislature this session would give communities the option of increasing sales taxes by up to a penny through a local referendum vote to help fund these kinds of projects.
And so what that would allow them to do would be to do programs like this if they wanted to, and it's wide open if they want to do low-interest loans with that money, if they want to do grants, whatever it is that that community sees fit to tailor it to their needs, they can do.
But Raywinkle-Vasalinda stresses that big investments aren't necessary for the average homeowner or business to save energy. She says taking a simple step like turning off the lights when they're not in use is a great way to start. For WFSU-FM, I'm Regan McCarthy.